Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series. And now, Bill Jordan.
This is probably going to be one of those short and sweet podcasts, because quite honestly, I am dragging today. I just returned home last night from Charlotte, North Carolina, where I had attended a three-day conference for the voiceover industry. It's called FAFCON. First of all, yes, voiceover is an industry, and the conference is called FAFCON, F-A-F-F-C-O-N. I'm told that FAF is a sort of a British term for shooting the breeze, talking, you know, conversing about something, and then con, obviously, short for conference. So, hence the name FAFCON. Seems to make sense for the voiceover business. And it was the event's ninth and my very first FAFCON. 150 of some of the nation's best voice talents under one roof. Let me tell you, the walls were literally vibrating from all of the vocal resonance in the place. And of course, also with voiceover talent, there was no silence. Everybody's talking all the time. Lots of stuff was covered, performance and marketing and technical stuff. Breakout sessions filled the days, and special sponsor events were at nighttime. Made new friends, some of the rock stars in the voiceover business. I got to meet them. I'd followed them on Twitter or Facebook and finally got to shake hands with them and talk with them. It was just great. And while the breakout sessions were amazing, and you can think of the analogy of trying to drink from a fire hose. We've all heard that analogy. That is exactly what it was like. There was so much information. I took so many notes. But some of the best stuff was shared in just casual conversations at breakfast or in the hallway or in an elevator. Little teeny nuggets that can change the way you think about things. And then, of course, once you change the way you think about things, those things you think about change. And it took me getting out of my comfort zone for this to happen. I would have probably not just signed up for this, but a friend of mine, Peter O'Connell, who's one of the main guys, talked to me and told me it would be a game changer. And so I did it. And I was reminded in the middle of this whole thing, this whole weekend, that I am an extroverted introvert, in that I can be very open and gregarious around large groups of people. I mean, I had to do that with my job in radio for almost 40 years. But afterwards, I need peace and quiet to recharge. Other people need that being around a lot of people, that energy and that constant go, 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 they need that actually to recharge. I'm the opposite. So my purpose in this particular podcast is to encourage you to get out of your comfort zone and attend conferences or group meetings or meetups when you can. Meetups, you can go online and type in, for example, here, the Raleigh-Durham area, and maybe you're interested in gardening or cooking or whatever it might be. There are meetup groups that sit and talk about that. They happen all the time. And various interests of yours. If you can think about it, if you're interested in it, there's probably a group for you. So you need to expand. Spread your wings. And as Nike says, just do it. And you may be surprised. You may be pleasantly surprised. Like when I went to this FAFCON thing in Charlotte, I wasn't expecting to be unwelcomed. I wasn't expecting to be unsupported. I wasn't expecting to be made to feel that I didn't belong. But I wasn't expecting to be so welcomed. And I wasn't expecting to be so supported. And I wasn't expecting to be made to feel that I so belonged. So find a mentor, be a mentor, and it says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Stay sharp, my friends.
Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series from Bill Jordan. New episodes available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.